Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jake Wade. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on not Fox moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Wade covering. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Desautels hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0 for 1 in the game. Wade bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 0 in the game. Knott strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. QL moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. McNair steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Desodles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-2 in the game. Wade hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Knott, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing right field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Wade fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Tabor reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Jake Wade. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.